Hello everyone, this is Jennifer Brown with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Food serves two major functions in our life, sustaining the physical body and providing us with social support that often accompanies eating, especially during the holidays or family get-togethers, special occasions such as birthdays or whatever. But we understand that many people find themselves alone at mealtime. It could be that all of the kids are out of the house and it's just you or just you and your spouse. Eating alone can be difficult for people of any age. It may not seem worth the effort to plan and cook meals for just one or two people. You might find yourself thinking about preparing a meal and then just ending up making a bowl of cereal or something, whatever seems to be handy. But we want you to put fun back into your eating. We recommend it to start with meal planning. You can produce meals that are precisely to the taste of you and whoever you're cooking for. If you want simple meals, you can plan for simple meals. If you want to try new foods that maybe your kids didn't like when they were in the house, now is the time. There are a lot of different cookbooks that are available with recipes designed just to serve one or two people. You can contact the Extension office and we can help you with that. We also understand that sometimes you want to eat healthy, but you might be on a budget. Grocery shopping for one or two people can sometimes be a challenge because most groceries are not packed in single serving amounts. Or if they are, the single serving package could be considerably higher in cost. We want you to buy the size that's most economical and convenient for you. Smaller portions may be worth the extra cost if you avoid throwing away any food. Produce and meats are often packaged in larger size. You can ask the produce or meat managers to pack a smaller amount for you as well. You can even buy prepackaged mixed salads or different things like that, just taking a look around. But staying away from some of those convenience foods, they are usually expensive and they can also be higher in calories. As I mentioned, the chips or the snacks or cookies and candies and different things like that. The atmosphere or setting of a meal is also very important to a healthy diet. If I'm away from home, sometimes the kids might just want to eat something simple or grab a snack or whatever, and they're not actually having a real lunch. So we want to make sure that they are enjoying their eating, but that they're also getting healthy foods. And one of the ways to do that is to go around the store and take a look and find what fits your budget and what tastes good as well. You can have healthy meals while staying in your budget. You can use coupons or look for sales. One of the best things that I found to do to eat healthy as well as stay within a budget is to purchase store brand items. The nutrition is the same, and oftentimes the quality and the taste are often the same as well. But there can be a significant difference in the price. Even if you're using a coupon on a brand name item, the store brand is usually cheaper. You can even purchase canned meat, such as canned chicken or tuna, or even purchase some of the lower, cheaper cuts of meat. Those make great stews. Or even purchasing ground turkey is often cheaper than ground beef. And don't forget that there are other ways to get your protein besides meat products. Your black beans, peanut butter, eggs, they're all good sources of proteins and they won't break your bank like the meat products. Buying in bulk can sometimes save you money, but only if you're going to eat or use it all without wasting it. But no matter what, the biggest money saver is to cook it yourself instead of eating out. That will save your wallet and your waistline because oftentimes when we eat out, those foods are often not as healthy or they have more calories or you're eating bigger portions, all of which can cause you to gain weight. To provide more information on healthy eating on a budget, next Tuesday, September 29th at noon, I will be teaching a Zoom workshop for the Person County Library on healthy eating on a budget. More and more people are wanting information about cooking, but want to do so without breaking the bank. So I will provide information on how to develop a food budget, shop smart, and stay healthy. You must register for this workshop online ahead of time, and you can do so by either visiting our extension website or by going to the Person County Library Facebook page where there is a registration link. Again, this is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.